Humans are contagious. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by Element. This week's wisdom is brought to you by former Mindset Advantage guest, Brad Stolberg. Brad has an Instagram page that is full of wisdom. And if you're on Instagram and you aren't following him, I highly suggest doing so. This excerpt is from one of his posts. It reads, quote, "Research shows if you sit within 25 feet of a high performer, your performance improves by 15%. If you sit within 25 feet of a low performer, your performance declines by 30%. That's staggering. Let me say that one more time. Research shows if you sit within 25 feet of a high performer, your performance improves by 15%. If you sit within 25 feet of a low performer, your performance declines by 30%. There are similar findings for other emotions and behaviors. See, we are mirrors. The people with whom we surround ourselves with shape us, and we shape them too. Yale University monitored 5,000 people living in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts for more than 3 decades. The researchers found that when someone became happy or sad, those emotions rippled through the entire town. A study aptly titled, "I'm Sad, You're Sad," found that if you're in a negative mood when you text message your partner, they are likely to pick up on it and experience a lower mood state too. The same is true for social media posts. Despair and anger spread like wildfire. The point is not that we should ignore or cut out people who are experiencing negative emotions or life's challenges. Rather, we should muster all the compassion we can to support and help these people while also realizing we can't always fix everything. This can be hard to do. See, there's a difference between a friend going through a depression and someone who is perpetually negative and lives to stoke anger. It's okay to avoid the latter. You don't have to always solve everyone's problems. You are not responsible for other people's happiness. Therefore, boundaries are crucial. Studies also show that motivation is contagious. If you're working towards a meaningful goal with others, motivation spreads and amplifies among the group. Your teammates provide accountability, a cushion when you fall, and gravity when you soar. See, there is immense power in surrounding yourself with people who are walking the same or similar paths that you are. Be it a support group for depression or addiction, or a great team of colleagues or training partners on the track or at the gym, community is everything. And unless you absolutely must, try not to go at it alone. I love this concept and this key distinction between compassion and boundaries. It's in my opinion that both are extremely important, and they can also easily be taken advantage of if you're not careful. Most of us have heard the idea that we become the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with. And I think these case studies that I just talked about and the data points drill that home even more. I think what's staggering is that by simply sitting next to a high performer, your performance goes up 15%. So as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, let me ask you, who are you sitting next to? Who do you need to start sitting next to? When's the last time you did an audit of your inner circle where you took a real good look around the 5 people you spend the most time with? And as you do that right now, what are the changes that need to be made? Second, emotions are contagious, for better or for worse. Who is someone around you that is constantly negative, constantly looking at life as a glass half empty, and constantly complaining about the circumstances in his or her life? How can you put up some boundaries around them? Because you know that humans are contagious. And number 3, how can you start having a positive ripple effect to the people in your family, your gym, and your community, like those people that were living in Framingham, Massachusetts? Humans are contagious. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another Weekly Wisdom. Make it a great week.